This is Jade Monkey, and I'm at Wizard World, and I'm talking with Stone Newman. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Great. With Sabata Toys.
Sababa.
Sababa Toys. Excuse me.
Double B.
Double B. And we just as we were walking through on the floor here, I saw the Dragonology, the game. This looks really exciting. This is a really interesting, fun book for anyone who's not familiar with it. The ology books, is they've got an Egyptology and a bunch of other things as well. So tell me about the game.
Well, I think, you know, you hit on it right away in talking about how great the book is. Sababa is a licensing company. We're best known for all of our licensed Uno games. We do all of the licensed versions of Uno. And so we're always out there looking for new IP. And when we saw the Dragonology book for the first time, we just fell in love with the book.
Yeah, it's a wonderful
just, it's
book.
Like you can't put it down. And we saw it, we said, you know, this is something that we could definitely work with and turn into a whole line of products. So in late 2005, we contacted the publisher and approached them about developing a comprehensive line of products, which Jade Monkey, as you mentioned, you're just now bringing to market, introducing it to consumers here at Wizard World and starting to show up at retail. So what we've done is we've worked very closely with Dr. Drake, also known as Doug Steer, the author, to create a game that is inspired by Dragonology. Now, it's not a trivia game where if you don't have knowledge of the book, you're not going to enjoy the play. But if you are familiar with the book, the game experience is enhanced because all of the material is taken from the game, from the book series itself.
Excellent. So what kind of age group are you looking at?
What we've done is been very conscious in developing what we're calling a great strategy role-play game, an introduction to the more advanced role plays like Dungeons and Dragons. So the book targets kids, boys and girls, 8 to 11, 8 to 12. So we've created a game that's targeted towards that age group. However, we were very, very conscious to develop a game that we would feel would also be exciting and fun for older kids and adults to play. We've all played games with younger siblings and cousins
that
it's like watching paint dry, and we didn't want to do that. So in our game, what we've done is we've added a lot of elements within the game that an older gamer or an older game enthusiast would enjoy. So it involves some unique strategy, but also gets the younger kids starting in 8, 9, 10 to get a better grasp on strategy. Things like strategy and trading. And, you know, the whole premise of the game is around mastering knowledge of dragons. Dragonology is not about killing or capturing dragons.
Right.
It's about studying them and learning.
Yep.
And so in our game, you get to pick your favorite dragonologist, and you get to go around the board, and the winner is the first one who masters the knowledge of three different dragons by obtaining different bits of knowledge. But the strategy comes in because there are command cards throughout the deck that allow you to trade hands, steal other players' cards, and so there's a lot of elements to the game which encourages strategy and thinking and making sure that you're going after the knowledge of the right dragons.
Right, cool.
There's also a game within a game, which is we call Firewing Claw. And what that happens is if a player lands on the space of another player, you can challenge them to a dragon duel and challenge them for their bit of knowledge cards. And you play Firewing Claw, which is like rock, paper, scissors.
Excellent, cool. And I saw you also have some action figure kind of things.
We do. You know, it's funny. When we first started developing the game, and we started showing it, and I don't know how much of your fans are kind of aware of the toy and game process.
Oh, yeah.
So you know that there's an October pre-toy fair in New York. And we were previewing the game, and hopefully it'll be imaged on the site so people can see the detail in the game. The play pieces, the dragon pieces, are very, very detailed. And we were showing a Hot Topic. Topic, who does not do a lot of games, especially these kinds of games, fell in love with the figures. They actually asked us if we could turn into a line of action figures for them. So we did. So simultaneous to the launch of the game, we've launched the Series 1 action figures at Hot Topic. And so we have four species of dragon in Series 1, which is the Frost Dragon, the Wyvern, the Gargoyle, and the Asian Lung. Series 2 will come out later in the fall, and there's three dragons in Series 2, which is the Cockatrice, the Basilisk, and the Amphithere. And then we're also doing a promotion with Borders to offer an exclusive dragon available only at Borders, the European Dragon, which will be available with the purchase of the Dragonology board game.
Excellent. That sounds like a lot of fun. So when is this going to be available?
Well, the Series 1 action figures are available now at Hot Topic.
Okay.
The game will be widely distributed nationally by September 1st.
Right.
And then our promotion with Borders is for November, December.
Okay. So just in time for Christmas.
Yep.
Yeah, and this would be a great gift.
And then we've also added a card game called Hatch, which will be available in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
And Hatch is a card game that's derived from Rummy.
Oh, okay. Cool. So we've got, how long does a game usually run?
The board game, it's about between 35 minutes and an hour.
Okay.
Depends on the number of players. It's 2 to 6 players. You know, we've been playing a lot of game sessions here at Wizard World. You know, typically games are running about 45 minutes.
Cool. Okay. So if this takes off, if this does really well, any plans to jump on any of the other ologies?
We actually, we're totally committed to the franchise. Wizardology is already in the works.
Excellent.
And in development to be released for spring of next year.
Yeah.
Pirateology, games and figures from us will come out summer.
Yeah.
And then,
just in time for the next movie, Pirates of the Caribbean 3.
Exactly. Yep. And then simultaneous to every year, Templar and Kennewick have released a new ology.
Yeah.
So there's a new ology that comes out summer of next year, which I can't tell you.
Sure, understandable.
But we will simultaneously release figures and games for that, and I think it's the best ology ever.
Excellent, cool. Well, thank you for your time.
My pleasure,
Jay. It's been wonderful talking to you.
Great, thank you very much.
Best of luck with the game.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.